AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump has threatened to invoke the Insurrection Act and deploy troops to stop the protests in Minneapolis. The city has seen persistent demonstrations since an ICE agent fatally shot a woman last week. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
Tensions remain high around Minneapolis over President Trump's immigration crackdown. Protesters were outside the Whipple Building, home of the Department of Homeland Security. Tear gas was fired, and people started running away. Tear gas got in one man's eyes.
All right.
Just keep pouring water.
There you go. Keep going. Oh, there we go. Ugh. I know. Don't rub.
A nurse caught on video what appears to show a federal agent kneeing a man at least five times in the face while several other agents pin him face down on the pavement in South Minneapolis.
Hey! Stop kneeing him in the face! That's his face! Stop it!
Back up or you'll be arrested for impeding. Back up.
I am back up.
That's fine.
It's icy.
Be careful.
A U.S. citizen who was on her way to a medical appointment said in a statement she was dragged from her car and detained by immigration officers in a video seen by millions online. I'm Ed Donahue.
At a U.N. Security Council meeting with Iranian officials present, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Mike Waltz, says President Trump will take action against the Islamic Republic following the government's crackdown on nationwide protests.
President Trump is a man of action, not endless talk like we see at the United Nations. He has made it clear all options are on the table to stop the slaughter. And no one should know that better than the leadership of the Iranian regime.
At the meeting, Iran's representative blamed the U.S. for provoking the violence. This is AP News. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports on the unveiling of a new stamp honoring legendary heavyweight Muhammad Ali.
I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
He is known as the greatest. A new forever stamp of boxing legend Muhammad Ali is now available from the U.S. Postal Service. His widow, Lonnie Ali, spoke at the unveiling in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky.
Muhammad spent his life showing up and showing us that true greatness is not measured by who we knock down, but who we lift up.
The stamp is bold with black and red graphics and a 1974 Associated Press photo of Ali in his prime, while the stamp sheet features him in a pinstripe suit, recognizing his work as an activist and humanitarian. The three-time heavyweight champion fought Parkinson's disease for over three decades and died in 2016. Former Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher said Ali will be remembered as more than a fighter.
Courage has no expiration date.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.